Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, Inner Sight Frolics. When I don't know what we're going to do, you haven't got a job, I haven't got one, and the rent is come due tomorrow. Did you hear what I said, Stanley? Well, of course I heard it. Would think I am deaf. I might be blind, but I'm not deaf. What are we going to do? Well, I got an idea. Why don't you call up your ex-wife, Mildred, and see if she's got any money? Are you crazy? My ex-wife? You see that bandage? You know where I got that, don't you? Well, yeah, because you asked her for money last time. That's right. And you couldn't run fast enough because you weigh too much. Oh, shut up. I don't know. We got to get a job. We're desperate. We're down and out. Well, don't worry. We may be down, but we're not out. We're still in. Pardon me, boys. But if you don't mind, I couldn't help overhearing your conversation. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Ralph Crandon. Oh, Mr. Crandon. Pleased to meet you. I'm Dan Laurel, and that's Oliver Hardy. Well, I'm what they call a good Samaritan, see? Oh, and I overheard you saying that you need the rent money and all that, and you haven't got a job and all that. I have here in this bottle a fantastic product. Now, it was invented by a friend of mine, Joe Fenceblau, who has recently departed. Oh, we'll be sorry to hear that. Oh, no, Joe. Joe was a crazy guy, but he left one good thing behind, see? The magic hair restorer. Hair restorer? That's right. And I have it right here. Now, it comes complete with this kit. See, here's how you sell it. See? See this wig? There's no hair on it. Well, of course there's no hair on it. That's the whole idea. See, you put the wig on. You stand on the corner. And you... people come by and you say, I hope you don't look like this. And then people will stop and look at you weird, you know. And that's when you say, pardon me, miss. I mean, sir. Do you, under that hat, would you mind taking off your hat? Well, now, wait a minute. Do you want me to stand there and talk to girls and tell them to take off their hat? What do you think I am, a revert? Never mind. Don't worry about it. You don't have to do it. Your buddy will do it. They love fat guys. I ought to know. Now, here it is. For $10, you can have the whole kit. The whole kit and caboodle. You got two bottles there, hair restorer. You can sell them for $10 a piece. And you got the wig. Oh, and here's the magic wig. See, this is the one that you put on You put it under the bald wig, and you take off the bald wig, and you say, now here's what your hair should look like. And this hair restorer will do it.
Mm.
Well, how do we know what's in that bottle? What do you mean, what's in the bottle? I just told you. My friend passed away. He was a major chemist. Major chemist. That's right. They called him Joe Hikarela. Joe Hikarela. Why'd they call him that? Because the only thing he didn't like was water. Now listen. I only got one of these kits. You want to buy it or don't you? Well, we haven't got $10. Ollie, have you got any money? See, I got $4.29. And how much have you got? I left most of me money in the house with my $2. I got $1.75. Let's see, that's five. That's about $5 and change. I'll take it. Take it or leave it. Here you are, boys. Congratulations. You are now in business with the magical hair restorer. Well, how do you like that? Well, it's better than nothing. Come on, let's go on the next corner. Oh, now put that wig on. Why do I have to put the wig on? You're the fat fella. What's that got to do with it? Well, you heard him say they like fat people. All right, give me that. How do I look bald? Same way you look with hair. Terrible. Oh, shut up. Oh, here comes the nice lady. Oh, pardon me, miss. How's your hair?
What? What are you, one of those verbs? Get away from me. Don't come near me. I packed some wallop, you know. I was... My husband was a prize fighter. He taught me how to... Look, I can move. I can... Whoa, wait a minute.
Gee, that didn't work too good. Uh-oh. Here comes the policeman. Oh, I wonder... Hey, maybe he's bald. All right, what are you mugs doing here now? What do you got going here now? Well, he's bald, but he's not. What? What are you talking about? Well, don't you see it? What is that on your head? You look like a bona fide moron. Well, he's a moron, but he's not bona fide. But what are you trying to do? Well, let me explain, officer. We're trying to earn a decent living. Decent living. Yeah, you see what's in this bottle? This is the magic hair restorer. Magic hair restorer. What are you guys trying to pull now? Where'd you get that bottle? Well, we got it from Joe Finsblau's friend who with the hydrator. What? What are you talking? I'm going to run the both of you in. Come on, get out of here. Woo! Hi, Joe Fensterblau, the hydrator. What does that mean? That means he hid behind the refrigerator like a mouse.
Woo!
We got the vaccine coming up.
All souped up by a lot of water.
Yeah. We got the one-shot vaccine coming up. Where'd you hear it? We got Jimmy Dinigan playing doctor in the classroom.
Uh-oh.
I'll never forget that day when he brought his little doctor toy. You know, remember when you were kids, they used to have these little doctor bags, toy
yeah.
ones?
Mm-hmm.
Had the thermometer in
yep.
there and the injection thing and the stethoscope. They even had the white coat.
I had one.
You had one?
I had one.
Oh, I used to have a riot with one of those. Huh? So Jimmy brought it into the class, you know, and he's playing doctor with the measles with the vaccine. Oh, Jesus.
Well, Jesus.
He had a bottle of pills in there.
Oh my!
He was going to give them. Going to give them out.
And what were his bills?
And Miss Ma confiscated them. She said, give me that bottle.
I wonder
anyway,
what
that's
they
coming
were.
Up. No, I don't know what the hell that was. It's some kind of pills he had. Who knows where he got them from. He probably stole them from his mother.
Probably.
They were probably Xanax. Imagine the whole blind class
right.
full of Xanax, Cheney and all.
They'll all be drooling.
And Miss Ma, I'm tired, Miss Ma. I gotta go to sleep, you know.
No, you gotta go to the hospital and get your stomach pumped out. That's what you gotta
Holy
do.
Holy smokes. Anyway, Inner Sight, Red Fox coming up. Got with the episode with the antique gun. We got that coming up. All right,
antique
Inner Sight.
Gun. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, Inner Sight around the world. Brought to you by the Big East Tequila Rescue. Somebody said to me today, "Does that wolf bite?" I said, "No, but be careful anyway."
Does that wolf? I love the way they say, "Does that wolf?"
I said, "You know, it doesn't bite, but if you hear somebody go poof, you better look out."
That wolf.
All right, Inner Sight, Big East Tequila Rescue.
Wolf? Tequila.
Yeah. Oh, she looks like a damn wolf. 609-388-7004. That's the number for the wolves. I mean the Akita. Akita Rescue. Woo! All right, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Check them out. Adopt an Akita. Mr. Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house, steal a house. I mean, no, don't do that.
No, don't do.
Yeah. I wonder if anybody ever stole a house. How do you steal a house?
It's called squatter's rights, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, you go in there and, you know, a couple of guys with guns and, all right, everybody out. What?
And then you say,
get out. You know, and they throw everybody out and they steal the house.
That's pretty steep,
anyway,
though.
Never heard of that, but you heard it on Inner Sight.
You heard of the craziness on Inner Sight, but don't take it seriously.
All right, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. You want to buy a house, rent a house, or whatever. All right. Let's see. Around the world, all the beautiful children, Corey, Avante, little Tommy, Ollie, all those, and the beautiful little ones that are with us, take care of them, watch over them. Go an extra mile for a child. Yeah,
yes.
Inner Sight remind you. All right. What else we got? Oh, we got some of our friends that we remember. Baccaro's Italian Tavern, Good Mojo Princes, Sutton Insurance, and the other one. Who's the other one? Turo Law Center.
Sutton Insurance.
Yeah.
What's the one about the printer? Did you say the printer yet?
Yeah, Good Mojo.
Good Mojo. Okay.
All right. So we thank them for being
Bahamonde?
Part of Inner Sight.
Did you say Bahamonde
oh,
yet?
Oh, we got... you need a civil rights lawyer who can't talk? I mean, who, you know, Who was that lawyer who had trouble talking? There was some lawyer. I can't think of who he was. Couldn't talk.
Aside from Jimmy?
Yeah.
Aside from Jimmy?
Well, you cut that out. Just be quiet and I'll advertise you. I don't know, it was some lawyer, I can't think of who it was, but he had trouble talking. You know?
Did we
anyway, James Baha Monday, 516-783-9662, civil rights. All right, what else we got? Oh, Able News. How about the Able News? Let's do that.
Oh, okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in large type format. The input of the disabled community is important. It also has a personals page that posts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, the Able News. We haven't done the dating service for a while. Did they resume that yet?
I don't know. I'm looking again.
I think they're scared to resume it.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, they're scared because of the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Whatever you call that damn thing. All right, give me a little. Give me a little Red Fox music in there. Yeah.
Okay.
Hit it up.
Why can't I sit? Hold on. Oh, there. Here it comes.
The biting buzzard. All right, hey, Pop, I'm home. Yeah, what? hey, son, what you got there? I got an antique gun from the Civil War. Civil War? Ooh. Oh no, what are you gonna do with that? What am I gonna do with it? I'm gonna sell it.
There you go.
I'm gonna sell it. That thing probably don't even work. I don't know if it works or not, but it don't matter. Let me see that. Let me balance it. What are you talking about, balance it? Yeah, that's army talk, see? Look here. You put it up on your shoulder like this, and you go by the window, see? Across the... open the window up, across the window, and you hold on your... shoulder like that, and you just take a aim, make believe that you know. Hey, Pop, don't put your hand on the trigger. You don't know what's in that gun. Ain't nothing in there. It's from the Civil War. How could be something in there? You put your hand on. See, you got to hold it like this. See, that's how I teach you in the army. A white fella taught me. What? What's that got to do with it? When you aim it like this, you go, and you squeeze the trigger like a, oh no, oh, the bullet came out, it went off, pop, that bullet went right in Goldstein's window, Goldstein, oh no, I'm a murderer, I'm a killer, call the police, call the ambulance. Call the doctor, call the nurse,
Get the hearse. Will you stop that? Now I gotta go over there and see if Goldstein's all right. Put that gun down. I told you not to fool around with it. Oh, no. Hurry up, son. Goldstein might be bleeding to death on the floor. With every drop of blood, there's a nail in my coffin. Will you stop that? What happened? Did you go over there? Yeah, I went over there. Did you knock on the door? Yeah, I banged on the door. Anybody say anything? No. No. Oh, Goldstein. Oh, the Goldstein. You mean we got to go to the Jewish cemetery? Will you stop? I don't know. I don't know if he's dead or not, Pop. Oh, what are we going to do? We got to call the police. Please, no. No, please. Don't let him take me, son. Don't let him take me. I want to die in this house where your mother died. Will you cut that out? I don't know what we're going to do, Pop. Try to call Goldstein on the phone. You got his number? Yeah, I got his number right here. Let's see, 1, 2, 5, 8, 2, Goldstein. Phone's ringing, son. It's still ringing. It's ringing off the hook. It's ringing and ringing. And there's no Goldstein. What are we going to do? Goldstein don't answer the phone. He don't answer the door. What's that mean? It means he's out of commission, Pop. Oh, no, out of commission. What are we going to do? I don't know. But I think we got to call the police.
Mm-hmm.
Police? I guess. I don't know. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe Goldstein went out. You know, he likes to go out. Today's Saturday. He goes down to the synagogue down there. Maybe he went out. Maybe. But I don't know, Pop. It don't look too good. Well, no. Somebody at the door, Pop. I hope it's not somebody who saw that shot and heard you shoot over there in Goldstein's window.
Uh-oh.
Who's there? Who's at the door? What's the matter? What, they got the door locked? It's me, Goldstein. Goldstein! Oh, Goldstein! Ah, let me. Oh, Goldstein, I love you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, come here. Let me touch your beard. Let me kiss you. Get over. What? What's going on here? What are you going gay already? No, I ain't going gay. I just go glad to see you. See? Where were you? I went down to San Diego to see my daughter. Yeah, you know, I haven't seen her in 4 years. So I went down there and had a nice time and, you know, we had a nice chicken soup and that was it. So what are you so upset about, Sanford? Nothing. Everything's all right. Right, son? Yeah, everything's fine. Everything's good now. Yeah. What are you doing with that gun? Don't worry about that gun. It's no good, see? It's an antique. An antique gun? Does it have a bullet? No, ain't no bullet in there. You know, a funny thing, I was just in my apartment across the street. I don't know what this world's coming to. There's a big bullet hole in my wall. Oh, no. A bullet hole. It's a good thing you went to your daughter. Hey, listen, Goldstein, do me a favor, please. See, I'm very upset about that bullet hole. I wanna become Jewish. Can you help me?
You want to be Jewish? What's the matter? You haven't got enough troubles.
Woo! That was the best comment. I remember that.
All right. Fred with the antique gun. Oh, man, that was so damn funny.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. All right, in a
I
sight.
To come to that. What's the matter? You haven't gotten it? I like that part.
Yeah. Television, Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit. That's the Manhattan Neighborhood Network television, in a sight. Thursday, 7:30, starring The Biting Buzzard. Now, in a sight, Thursday.
We have Louis and Maureen.
Altice. They call it Altice. I don't know why they call it that, but it sounds like the guy needs a dentist. Anyway. Altice.
Chewing on liquid. That's what it sounds like. He's chewing on liquid.
All right, we got the one-time vaccine coming up, and Jimmy coming up with the doctor's kit in the classroom. Oh, what a riot!
Huh. Hey, Frank. Louis and Maureen are waiting too.
Oh, Louis on the line. Oh, let's
and Maureen.
Let's get a little goofing off with Louis, and then we'll take a phone call. We'll try to get everything in. All right.
Okay.
Louis the Lip from Long Island on the line there with Rosanna Danny.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Suzanne.
Hey, Louis. How you doing?
Yeah, I made it for the frolics. I told you about it week on a Tuesday. Make sure you're calling on Inner Sight on the frolics, 8 to 9 on the ringy dingy telephone.
Yeah, I know you were early.
Ringy dingy.
I saw you.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, let me ask you something, Frank. Who are you talking to? A joke. I don't know the guy you say. What's the name of the guy?
What? You mean the Red Fox?
Not the Red Fox. The other one.
Oh, Lauren Hardy.
Yeah, it was Lauren Hardy.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rosanna Dana talking to Lauren Hardy live. Live in the bathroom.
The bathroom?
Oh, my.
Got the swab in handy.
On the ringy dingy in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And what bathroom? Is it at your house? Is it at a bar? Is it at a theater? Where is it?
At the hallway. We're the hallway talking to those two funny guys. Lauren Hardy says, "Hello, Lauren Hardy, how you doing? This is Rosanna Dana talking to Block Talk Radio on the phone. Me and I got the swab that kills killed the pandemic, you know, for the COVID-19."
Killed the pandemic.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I hope we don't get the pandemic back.
No, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Wait, what happened? Oh, okay.
Well, Louis just told you how to kill the pandemic.
Is that Maureen?
In the bathroom.
Yeah, go Maureen. Yeah, hold on. I'll get her in.
No, Maureen's not. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be right back. Hello?
Hey.
All right, in a sight.
You're on Louis
with Louis Rivera.
Oh, hi.
Hello,
how are you
Maureen.
Guys? How's everybody?
My name is Rosanna. Then I'm talking to Maureen on the Inner Sight on Blog Talk Radio, talking to Lauren Hardy. I tell her about the swab. You know, the swab. We're talking to man to man talk in the restroom.
A little bit of everything going on there, right?
Yeah, right.
And Laura,
yeah,
let me ask you a question.
Go ahead, Lou.
And Laura Hardy, let me ask you a question. And you gotta get tested vaccine on the elbow, on the arm. It kills the COVID-19 right into the one left arm on your right on the right arm. And Laura Hardy, relax, just have a seat, and we'll take care of you guys.
But I don't want to get the pandemic. Stay away from me.
Yeah, and then why?
I don't
and
like
I got the
that pandemic.
Ready for you.
I heard about that, you know. It
yeah.
comes over from England.
They give it to you in the butt, you know.
Yeah, thank you very much. That's a butt. Well, yeah, when you're in the bed, right, ladies' room, you got to take the swab and go, ow, ay. Ow, tickles. No, Louie, no.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, that's interesting.
It tickles. Take the swab and went, ow, ay.
Oh, that's new.
That's green tickles.
Sounds like a Spanish dance.
Yeah, right? It's a song for the dance. Ay. Something like that.
Yeah, that's right. And then Ron Hart says, thank you very much, Rosanna, Dana, to take care of you at the pandemic. You know, with a needle, on the vaccine. He said, you're very welcome. Ron Hart says, thank you very much, Rosanna, Dana. Okay.
Hey, Lou, let me ask you a question. What?
Okay, talk to me. This is Rosanna, Dana talking.
All right, Rosanna, what's a good song for the vaccine? Well, we need a good song for the vaccine.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, one old time song.
Suzanne, I'm too shy to do a song. I'm too shy.
No, you're not.
Oh, you're not shy. Get out of here.
Not shy at all.
What are you
talking
about?
Hey, Maury, I'm too shy.
He's that shy, right?
Nah.
Hi, hello. I can't hear you. Say it again.
Me? I'm too shy to sing a song, though, for Frank and Suzanne.
For the vaccine. He knows the song.
I didn't know
about
the song.
Nah, you're not
shy.
We need a vaccine song. Let's see.
Let's get feedback. Give me a line out. Sorry.
I don't know. Maybe in Spanish would be good.
How about just a shot away by the Rolling Stones?
Yeah,
how about Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantaramera, Vaccinamera, Vaccine Guantanamera. I thought the vaccine make you feel good.
Don't give
me
one
call you to the pandemic. And the pandemic can make you feel better. Take the needle and put it in the arm. And vaccine is number one.
If
and
don't kill you, you'll be all right. Vaccine one Tadameda.
No. Vaccine Ameda.
Vaccine Ameda. We're going to get a lot of letters from Spain.
Vaccine Ameda.
Yeah, I know.
Wedding request.
All right, that's cool. Vaccine Ameda.
What does that song translate into?
Yeah.
What does that translate into?
No, who wrote that? Guantanamera, Pete Seeger.
Guantanamera, like that.
Yeah, Pete
that's
Seeger.
A Sam Vipers.
What does it mean?
Yeah.
It's a Cuban song. That's written by Pete Seeger, and then the Sam Pipers did that hit.
What is
okay,
the
they
one
used
what does one matter mean, Louie?
Oh, they used to sing that a lot at Dry Harbor Nursing Home.
Oh,
yeah, Guantanamera. I forgot. I have to look it up in English.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kwanzaa.
All right.
Yeah, the entertainers used to sing that.
I don't know what La Mera. Is it La Mera or is it La Mera?
Guantanamera.
Yeah, I gotta look.
Yeah. Juan is somebody's name. That's John, isn't it?
Juan is John. Yeah.
Guantanamera.
But that's that's not in the song, right? Amera.
Oh, Amera. I don't know. We don't.
It means John is mad. He don't want any vaccine. Get out of here. No, 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 me take that in there. No, 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 swab me. Get out of here.
Yeah, swab me, Amera, too.
No, swab Amera.
Oh, no.
No, give me no swab Amera. No swab Amera.
Oh, you guys are going to be making me mute you guys.
Juan says no swab a matter. All right, in a sight.
That is Molly's with Mormy.
Thanks, Lou. You're funny.
Hey, guys, Maureen, nice to meet you through the phone.
Same to you, Louie. Same here.
Yeah, Louis Rivera on the Frolics on a Friday. Say goodnight to Roseanne, Roseanne, Dana. And, stay strong and take a swab and stick that where it tickles.
Stick it where it tickles? And where might that be?
Woo!
Where might that be, Lou?
What?
Where does it tickle?
All over.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
All right.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
Take care.
I'll never forget.
Take care, Louie.
Let's clear the board. I'll never forget.
Yes,
the day was so funny when Jimmy Dinigan brought his little doctor's kit to school. He walked in with the bag and everything, a little black bag, you know, plastic thing, you know. And and the teacher says, "Jimmy, what is that?"
"No, that's my doctor. I'm a doctor, Miss Mom. I'm an MD. See, it says MD on it."
And then one of the kids says, "MD, what does that mean, Jimmy?"
"It's MD, I mean medical doctor."
And kid said, "Oh, I thought it meant miserable dog."
"No, not a miserable dog. I'm MD, I'm a doctor. Pound into real fun. Jimmy, cut that out."
So he sits down. We're doing our work, you know, everything. All of a sudden, he jumps up with a stethoscope.
"I gotta make sure nobody's got the measles. I gotta take your temperature and listen to your heart."
And he goes over to Janie, and Janie says, "Jimmy, get away from me." And he takes this little thing, little eyedropper thing, little plunger thing, you know. And
"I gotta give you an injection, Janie."
And he's got this flashlight, you know, a little flashlight. And he said, "Now, Janie, I got to look at your face. I got to see if you got any bumps for the measles." And Janie's yelling, "Get him away.
Get him away from me." She's probably
And Miss Moss says, "Jimmy, sit down." Then he pulls out this little bottle of pills. He starts shaking it.
"Everybody got to take a pill. Jimmy, what is that? Jimmy."
And Miss Moss had freaked out, I bet. "Give me
and
that."
She took away the bottle of pills from him. "Where did you get this?"
I'm not going to talk. It might incriminate me. "What?"
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
"Where did you hear that word?" "I heard it. I read it in the book. It said, don't say anything. You'll be incriminated.
Incriminated?
Jimmy, you're impossible. Sit down. Now, I gotta make sure that nobody got the measles. See, I got the injection right here. Janie,
he's
let me give you the injection." "No, don't touch me."
And he's going around to all everybody in the class, you know, with this doctor's kid. So some of the kids were cool with it. Yeah. But Janie, oh, man, she got all upset. It was so funny. You know, and then he got on the bus, and he wanted to examine people on the bus, and the bus driver had to get him to sit down. Jimmy, sit down. He's walking around the bus with this doctor's kid.
Either he's right, going to fall down, or he's going to make the other kids fall down, either or.
Well, he might have been a better doctor than some of these idiots, you know.
I know.
All right, around the world, in a sight, and how much time we got left?
We've got 20 minutes. A little less, 19.
20 minutes? Nah, we don't have that much.
18 minutes. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize we had that much. All right, is Maureen still online?
Yes, she is.
Oh, let's bring Maureen back in, because I wanted to get that doctor's thing in with Dinigan, you know. But let's get Maureen.
Hey, Maureen.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
I'm on. Oh, hi.
Hey,
hello.
Yeah, sorry we had to cut you off like that. I wanted to get that
No, that's
in,
okay.
You know?
I didn't hear the thing that says on Nito or whatever the heck that says that voice.
Yeah,
didn't
no, I just
it,
said
so
that's
I wasn't
what
sure
I said. Hey,
I'm sorry, Susan.
That's why I said, hey, Maureen.
Oh, that was good.
That was good.
There's an echo again.
I know. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know. It keeps coming back. Yeah. Nothing much new. Same old.
No use complaining.
Well, did you hear
what
about the guy,
the old
guy, Gottlieb, his name is, used to be the head of the disease control. What you can go in the restaurant, but you got to wear the mask.
Is that the health director?
Yeah, he used to be. Not anymore.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what made me.
Gottlieb, his name is. I thought he was a Jewish cantor or something, you know.
I've heard him on the radio. Yeah, I've heard him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, he's saying you have to be masked up.
Yeah, when you go in the restaurant, you got to wear the mask.
No, but how do you eat?
Oh, well, they don't tell you that part.
No,
they don't tell you that part.
How do you eat? That's going to be a little weird.
Yeah, it's going to be a little hard.
You know.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just going to come in to socialize, and we'll take our meal home. That's so stupid.
Well, did you hear about the guy who...
What
are
you doing?
Did you hear about the guy on the news went home? And his wife says, how come you got lipstick on your mask? The lipstick? I don't know. You don't know. You're a dirty, no good liar. She starts throwing all the dishes at him and everything. Lipstick on your mask, told a tale on you.
That's
your bottom dollar, you and I are through. Cause lipstick on your mask, hold the tail on you. Yeah. Hey, that could be a new hit song, man.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's like a good country song.
Who was that? Connie
lipstick
Francis?
Lipstick on your mask.
Did she sing that? Connie Francis sang lipstick on your collar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's still alive,
Francis,
you know.
I thought so. I think she's going to be on tomorrow night with Cousin Brucie. I think she's going to be on.
Oh, really? She is?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so I guess she's still around, you know.
Boy, Brucie must be at least 80. How old is he, 85?
Oh, Cousin Brucey? I think he's even older than that. Yeah, they brought him back in September. He's on every Saturday night from 6 to 10. And then Tony Orlando comes on from 10 to midnight.
Oh, Tony Orlando's older, too.
Tony Orlando?
Yeah.
He's probably in his mid-70s, I would imagine.
I used to watch that with my mom when I was younger.
What, the Tony Orlando and Dawn show?
Yeah.
I think I was in high school when that was on, so he's probably in his mid-70s.
Yeah,
and I think
he's in elementary school, so we're just 10 years apart, so yeah. I watched it.
Cousin Brucey, I think he's probably.
Yeah,
his late 80s, maybe. But he still sounds pretty much the same as he did.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he really does, you know?
Is this on video?
Well, he's going to have on Connie Francis?
Yes, tomorrow night on WABC 77. He's on from 6 to 10, but I don't know what hour she's going to be the guest, you know?
No.
Oh, yeah.
And then Tony Orlando
sing?
Usually has a guest, too, but I haven't heard who that is this week. I didn't hear who's going to
Connie
out.
Had a throat
that's interesting.
Problem. I don't
you know
she
they...
still sings.
I'm sorry. Sorry, friend.
Really?
I said Connie Francis had a
throat
problem
throat
with her. She had a problem with her throat.
Oh.
Oh, she did? Oh,
the last
I didn't
time
know.
I heard her.
Oh, yeah. It's interesting when they have these people on, but also sad, you know. And really, it brings back, you know, a lot of memories. And you think how many years have passed by, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's just incredible to think, oh, that song was out 50 years ago. That song was out 60 years ago, you know. Well, I don't remember the 60 years ago, but, you know, I do remember the 1970s or 50 years ago now, you know.
Yeah, Connie had a bad boyfriend, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Wow.
What's his name? Bobby Darin.
Oh,
he
yeah, they
really
had a relationship.
What?
They had a relationship, but I think the families didn't want them to get together or something. I just heard that recently, too.
Yeah.
You know? And then after that, didn't she have somebody attacked her in a hotel room, right? Going back like maybe the 70s or something. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. She's had a hard, you know, she's had a lot of hard times, I guess they said, you know. But it's interesting,
she's
you know,
good,
when they talk to them. So.
Good friends with Pat Cooper. Yeah, Pat was going to introduce me to her, but she didn't feel well, so we never went over. All right, in a sight.
Maybe you still can. You still know Pat's number.
Oh, you never know. I don't know. I'd have to call
Pat.
See what's up with him. I haven't
you
heard
haven't,
from him.
Does he live in New York?
All right.
I hope he is all right.
He was on the radio
last year
sometime.
Wait a minute. What did you say, Maureen?
He was on the radio last year sometime. He was on Pat Cooper. I forget whose show he was on, but he was on like maybe 7 months ago, 8 months ago.
Oh.
Yeah,
I forget whose show he was on, but he was on. You know,
that
in the year he was since pandemic time, and I've been listening to the radio. He had been on with someone.
Oh, he's a funny guy.
As a guest. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah. I'd say so.
I didn't hear what you said.
He's a funny guy.
Oh
that's what he said.
So.
All right.
Oh.
In a second, we're gonna move on.
Okay, guys. All right. Well, take care.
Thanks, Maureen.
Okay,
thanks,
have
Maureen.
A nice weekend.
Good night.
Okay,
honey.
Bye. Good night.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right. Give me a little philosopher music there.
All right. Give me 2 seconds. I got to get back to my screen. I don't know what happened here. Okay.
And I'd like to end the show with the dedicated song to Rosie.
Oh, okay.
And once more, maestro.
Okay.
All right. Do you want the one? Do you want the one shot deal, the two shot deal, or the three shot deal?
None.
Well, if you get the one shot deal, remember, folks, you got a deal with that company that gave everybody the cancer with the baby powder.
Ooh.
Yeah, baby.
Woo.
I don't want that one. Nah, nah, nah. You can't trust these people, see? They'll throw a whammy into it. Don't trust the one-shot deal and the two-shot deal. You never know if you're getting the same thing twice. Yeah, now wait a minute.
That's true.
You go to the doctor, see? You get the one shot. Then you go back to get the next one. How do you know that that's the right one that goes with the first one? You don't know nothing, you know? Then you got the three-shot deal.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. You go to the doctor, you get one shot, and he tells you 2 months later, you got to come back and get the other one. Yeah.
Right.
So you go back there, and the guy says, oh, I'm very sorry, we ran out. So now you ran out, and you're waiting on a line there, and you're all nervous and everything, and your wife starts bugging you, and he says, what are we doing here? We're all crazy. Put your mask on, you idiot. And you put your mask on, and then she don't recognize you, and she starts kissing another guy. Boy, are you in trouble. The two-shot deal. So then you got to go back and get the other shot, because the doctor didn't have it. So then you go back there, and the doctor says, well, this batch is better than the other batch. It comes from China. We got a special on it. So you get this one from China with the special, and it says, this is the second shot. Now you got to come back for the third shot. Well, when is that, Doc? That's another 6 months. 6 months? Yeah, if you live that long. Then you hear another guy in the other room go poof, and you run like hell. Woo! Well, you got the one-shot deal, the two-shot deal, and the three-shot deal. The only thing is, how do you know which one
deal
to take?
I want the
no-shot
deal.
Yeah, that's what
deal
I said. The no-shot deal. All right, in a sight. You go crazy with all this stuff. Imagine listening to all this stuff, and can you imagine people who listen to all this believe all of it? I mean, you got to be crazy.
I realized one thing. When that doctor was talking on that webcast that we both were listening to, it blew my mind. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. They're doing this, and people don't even know about it.
What doctor was that?
That was it. Oh, I forgot now. It was a Gary Knowles show, but it was Dr. Bach, I think, from Germany. Remember that? And he was telling us about the 15.
Oh, the one with Gary Knowles?
Yeah.
You talking about?
It just blew my mind, yeah. Yeah, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, that scientist from Germany you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, he blew my mind. He literally blew my mind about what he was saying.
He knows his stuff,
he's
that
awesome
guy.
Yeah, he surely does. Yeah.
Well, because he's an accomplished scientist.
He is,
you know?
Yeah.
And they don't want to hear him because, he's going to tell you stuff that they don't want you to know.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you have it. Inner Sight Frolics. Hope you had a little fun. And, whatever you do, don't go out and buy a little doctor's kit and start playing doctor.
No.
Yeah.
Play.
Not in this day and age.
Be a naturopath instead. That's better.
All right. And remember, MD doesn't stand for medical doctor. It stands for mad dog.
Aw. That's not good, Stu.
All right. In a sight. We'll be with you Monday. Man, I'm glad Monday we got coming up next week. And we got to get a couple of good titles middle of the week. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
We'll figure something out. All right. Well, what's the latest count on the show? Can you get up the latest count?
104,600 and something. We went up to the 600 mark.
600 and what, 50?
That, yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Wow. It was 104,500 just yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It went up.
500 and something. Yeah, it went up.
Now
it's
600.
And something.
All right, in
it's
a
like
sight.
Like 100.
And you know one of the best things, I'm going to tell you one of the best things to kill the virus, laughter.
Yeah.
Because when you laugh, your glands throw out immune system production.
And
they,
also helps
it protects you. Stimulates all the glands when you laugh. You know that?
Also, it helps your breathing. Because you need the extra muscles to actually expel the air. Whenever I breathe well and say I put on a funny movie, I have trouble normally breathing. So with that, it helps exercise my lungs.
Oh, yeah. Laughter is one of the best things. Let's play that song, Merle and Willie. I want to dedicate it to Rosie.
Okay.
If we can get it in.
Yeah.
For my dear friend Rosie.
Okay.
High on a mountain, western Montana, a silhouette moves across a cinnamon sky. Riding alone on a horse he called Music. Song on his lips and a tear in his eye, and he dreams of a time and a lady that loved him, and how he would sing her sweet
90 seconds.
But we don't ever ask him. He never talks about her. I guess it's better to just let it slide. But he sang, ooh, to the lake.
Thank all our listeners.
Thank
co-host engineer.
With a pain in his heart and a tear in his eye.
In a sight. Goodbye, world.
Yeah. Good night, everyone.
He wrote the music from Boston to Bozeman for not too much money.
10 seconds.
Way too much ride. Those were the days when a horse he called Music jumped through the moon and sailed across the sky.
worn old cowboy with nothing more than the sweet by and by. Trailing along is a horse with no rider, a horse he called memories that she used to ride. And he sang, ooh, to the lady, ooh, they damn near lay down and die. Now he rides away on a horse he called music, with a pain in his heart and a tear. High on a mountain in western Montana, two crosses cut through a cinnamon sky, marking the place where a horse